You don't need a crazy expensive costume. You're stepping away from this consumer culture. You don't need anything to have such a powerful experience. It's more about letting things go and just like rising up.
Eine oder alle der ersten drei Nude-Episoden schon gehört hast, dann weißt du ganz genau, von was für powerful experiences, also kraftvollen Erfahrungen, Danielle hier spricht. Allein in der letzten Episode, wo es um diesen Workshop ging und sehr viele Menschen zu Wort kamen und ihre Erfahrungen geteilt haben, glaube ich, ist das super gut, nicht nur für den Kopf, sondern hoffentlich auch für Herz, Schoß und Verstand, deutlich geworden. Wir werden heute über den Ripple-Effekt sprechen. Du kennst es vielleicht auch als Butterfly-Effekt oder so als dieses Bild, was viele geben von dem Schmetterling, der irgendwo auf der Welt mit den Flügeln schlägt und ganz irgendwo anders auf der Welt wird ein Orkan und ein Tsunami auf jeden Fall eine Kettenreaktion ausgelöst, was Heftiges ausgelöst. Was einfach nur bedeuten soll, dass ein kleiner Auslöser, wie der Schmetterling, immer weitere Kreise zieht und dann eine ganze Welle von Ereignissen auslöst. Und das kann man tatsächlich nicht anders sagen. Die Naked Tea Party, die nackte Teezeremonie, das nackte Feiern unter Kronleuchtern hat eine ganze Kaskade von Kettenreaktionen ausgelöst. Und wenn du da interessiert bist an diesen ganz privaten, intimen, subjektiven Erfahrungen, hier nochmal der Verweis, hör wirklich in Episode 1 bis 3 rein. Die Dame, die hier so leichtfertig sagt, just let go and rise up, ist Danielle. Danielle ist die Veranstalterin, die Erfinderin, die das kreative Mind von der Naked Tea Party, die quasi alles zusammenhält, die ganzen Volunteers, Ehrenamtlerinnen, das ganze Konzept erfunden hat. Und wenn du dich erinnerst, in den ganzen letzten Episoden haben wir super viel, also der Alexander, die Jonah, ich, wir haben super viel geteilt, was wir gefühlt haben, wie wir das erlebt haben, was unsere Gründe waren, daran teilzunehmen. Aber wir haben uns auch konstant folgende Frage gestellt.
Weil die Frage ist ja, es gibt ja tausend so eine Konzepte, ne? Nackte Dinnerpartys, dieses Naked Playfight, jetzt unsere Teezeremonie. Man muss ja wirklich ganz basic erstmal rangehen, warum ist sowas wichtig? Und ist es überhaupt möglich? Also warum ist es wichtig, wenn ich einen nackten Körper sehe, nicht gleich an Sex zu denken? Und auch dieses, das, was du auch gesagt hast, wir wollen ja eigentlich nicht desensibilisieren und wir wollen auch nichts unterdrücken. Also es geht ja auch nicht darum, dass wir jetzt lernen, Körper zu entsexualisieren und der ist für uns plötzlich gar nicht mehr sinnlich und wir empfinden keine sexuelle Lust mehr. Das ist ja auch nicht der Sinn der Übung. Wir wollen weder was unterdrücken, noch so viele nackte Menschen sehen, dass wir ganz taub werden und total frei sind von Lust und Erektion. Das ist ja auch nicht der Sinn.
Und da nicht nur wir uns diese Frage gestellt haben, sondern ich die tatsächlich auch ganz viel auf den Workshops, auf den Events belauscht habe, also dass Menschen, Teilnehmerinnen, das untereinander diskutiert haben. Da ich das mitbekommen habe, dachte ich, okay, geplant war es tatsächlich nicht, aber jetzt muss die Expertin her. Jetzt ist es soweit, ich darf, muss, kann, sollte Danielle fragen und sie in diese Show hier einladen, weil wer kann uns die Antwort auf diese Fragen geben, wenn nicht Danielle höchstpersönlich? Ach so, noch ein Disclaimer, würde ich jetzt mal sagen. Dieses Interview ist eine interessante Mischung aus Deutsch und Englisch geworden. Wir waren uns tatsächlich unschlüssig, da ja dieser Podcast immer in Deutsch oder in deutscher Sprache, auf deutscher Sprache erscheint. Hat Danielle am Anfang auch viel versucht, sich auf Deutsch zu artikulieren. Ihre Herzenssprache ist halt das Englische und es fällt ihr in bestimmten Facetten und Details einfach leichter, sich auf Englisch auszudrücken. Und ich mag mein Englisch nicht und mir fällt es leichter, mich in Deutsch auszudrücken. Sieh es uns nach. Es gibt Menschen, die sprechen kein Englisch. Es gibt Menschen, die sprechen nur Englisch und kein Deutsch. Es ist immer schwierig. So, und wir gehen jetzt gemeinsam in den Zoom-Chat mit Danielle. Viel Spaß!
Okay. Und zwar hast du in einem Post, der mich auch sehr beschäftigt hat, hast du geschrieben, The naked body is a violation, also für Instagram. The naked body is a symbol of sex. A huge part of our mission is to separate that the naked body represents sex.
Vor 6 Wochen, so Ende Juni dieses Jahr, ist unser main Instagram-Account blockiert, The Naked Tea Party. Und ja, wegen sexual contact, das ist so sexually explicit oder pornografisch. Ich muss sagen, so oft, wenn ich spreche mit Leuten über The Naked Tea Party, oft eine der ersten Fragen ist, oh, is it a sex party? Und es ist genauso, was ich, es zeigt mir, ja, so viele Leute, so viele Kulturen haben so eine starke Verbindung, dass die Nacktkörper bedeutet Sex. Oder die einzige Seiten in meinem Leben, wenn ich einen Nacktkörper sehe, ist in Sex oder in Porn. Und das ist, was ich probiere ein bisschen, na, das ist ein Grund mit diesem Projekt, dass ich bin eigentlich, nein, unser Nacktkörper kann auch total innocent sein. Na? Unser Nacktkörper kann, es ist nicht nur Sex, es kann total innocent, gar nichts zu tun mit Sex. Na? Dass du kannst auch nackt mit Freunden oder Familie sein.
Und warum ist das wichtig? Basic, very basic. Warum ist es wichtig, den nackten Körper von Sex zu entkoppeln? Warum ist das wichtig? Weil es ist ja auch was Wunderschönes, dass nackter Körper Sex, sexy, erotisch, sensual, das ist ja eine gute Sache. So, warum ist es wichtig für dich oder für uns oder für mich, für die TeilnehmerInnen, das zu entkoppeln? Warum ist es für unsere Gesellschaft überhaupt wichtig?
Ja, es gibt schon Sexpartys, ne? Es gibt schon sowas, aber Nacktkörper ohne Sex ist sehr ziemlich untypisch. Ja, ich sehe auch, ich weiß von meiner eigenen Erfahrung, wann ich bin gewöhnt, when I'm comfortable in meinem eigenen Nacktkörper, das ist sehr kraftvoll. Wenn ich fühle mich gut und sicher und schön in meinem Nacktkörper, so ohne alle die Kleidung, das könnte etwas that could hide the curves, na, vielleicht meine imperfections, das ist sehr stark. Und ich fühle mich stark und na, kraftvoll in sowas. Und das ist auch ein Ding, auch wenn ich persönlich sehe meinen Nacktkörper nicht als ein Sex, na, like an invitation for sex oder sowas. Mein Körper mit Kleidung oder ohne, wenn ich gehe auf die Straße, ist oft sexualisiert. Ohne dass ich das will. Ja, it's not comfortable for me so often. Und ich glaube, so viele Leute gehen durch die Welt mit, ne, sowas für Erfahrungen. Täglich haben wir so, können wir sowas für Erfahrungen haben. Und da finde ich auch the Naked Tea Party, diese Erfahrung und Gelegenheit, dass die Leute haben, nackt zu sein, ohne dass ich sexualisiert werde. Wirklich ein Geschenk. Und ich bin das auch, dass eigentlich Sex kann so heilsam sein. Und es ist auch natürlich so wichtig, dass es von wo wir alle kommen, von Sex. Aber nicht, wenn ich das nicht will. Ne? Nicht, wenn es ist ohne Consent. Das ist auch eine große Punkt für unsere Party, dieser Consent. Wir probieren wirklich mit allen die Gäste, dieser klare Gewissen zu teilen über Consent. It's like the way that we're looking at people, not touching people without asking, the way that we're interacting or taking space. You know, consent also has a big part to do with security, with independence and autonomy. Ja, für die Menschen und für die Sicherheit.
Ich glaube fast, that these parties are more important for people who consider themselves a woman.
Ja, ich würde auch sagen, erstmal, dass ich merke das. Ich mache sowas für Nacktveranstaltungen schon seit 10 Jahren. Ich habe angefangen mit Nackt-Yoga, dann habe ich so Nacktabendessen, Dinnerpartys hostiert und dann ist es entwickelt zu The Naked Tea Party. Ja, es ist consistently, ne, konsequent. Es ist so, Männer haben auf jeden Fall mehr Leichtigkeit, in sowas für einen Ort zu sein. Ja, das ist, wo wir sind in unserer Welt immer noch oder aktuell, dass eigentlich Frauen bekommen viel mehr Gewalt wegen ihrer Körper und ihr, you know, how they look just by being a woman than men. Und ich glaube, es ist so eine gesellschaftliche Kultur, ne? Like, people are not being raised, first of all, to really be in contact with naked bodies. And therefore, when they see nipples or they see, you know, a naked body, wow, die sind so aufgeregt. Die sind so, sie wissen nicht, was zu tun. You see it. Because it's so out of the ordinary. Und das ist, was ich finde, auch so mit the Naked Tea Party and just normalizing the naked body. The more that we do that, the more it's no big deal. Und ich bin so in so offenen Orten auf die Straße, du siehst männliche Körper am Fahrrad ohne Hemd. Aber wenn eine Frau das machen wird, ist es wirklich, sie bekommt eine Strafe. Und in Yogakursen und sowas. So eigentlich ist es, it's the society, it's different cultures, it's the ways that we're raised.
Sein Standpunkt war ja, dass wenn ich diesen Blick bekomme, zum Beispiel beim Einkaufen, wenn ich ohne Bra bin und man die Nippel sieht, dass das ein Kompliment ist, dass ich mich darüber freuen soll. Wie würdest du das einem male person, you have this, having this dialogue with, how would you try to explain to him why this does not feel good? It's not a compliment if I'm shopping and guys are staring at my breasts. He said, wow, this is super, this is a compliment, you are adorable and they admire you as a woman and la la la. But for me, it feels like, no, I want to protect myself. I want to do like, how would you refer to him?
I'll say this in English just so that it's more clear. You know, I think this is the big point also around consent. It would feel different. I think I'm thinking of myself. It would feel different if perhaps a woman or someone, you know, less threatening, just like looked at me, smiled. I can see that they are appreciating me in that moment, but then they keep moving on, right? It's not like someone's staring at me and totally invading my space in that sense. Invading my space and then making me wonder, is this person going to follow me? Is something, you know, just giving me this like too much. And so there's this moment, right? I think I find on one side, it's so important that we acknowledge each other on the street. If we have that, you know, that we're like not just moving in a city like Berlin with 4 million people and so anonymous, I think it's beautiful to like make contact with people if we have the energy to hold that. But there's something different when someone is just staring at us and this like penetrating gaze and really following us. I feel it's totally harassment. You know, let alone winking or catcalling or saying something, which also happens so much. And we know, I mean, we hear just the stories all around the world very consistently of violence. I will say violence against women or violence of minorities, right? Violence of people from diverse backgrounds way too often. And therefore, we have these stories in our head. It's so natural that I'm going to feel threatened if someone who I don't know, a stranger, and let's say like in a body versus me in my female body, yeah, I'm going to feel threatened even if this person means me no harm. All of the stories that are playing through our media and our world these days, of course I'm going to connect that and not feel necessarily fully safe in that moment.
Du hast gesagt, we have to educate society that, so like normalize nakedness, so no one would be like, oh, a nipple, so that everyone, every human being can feel relaxed and safe, because nudity is everywhere, right? This is the approach. But the people who need it the most would never go to your party. What do you say about this aspect? So you educate basically people like me, but the people we try to change, the society, the part of society we really try to influence, they wouldn't go to your kind of party. Never. What do you think about this?
I think that the people who hear about the Naked Tea Party, the people who want and choose to go to the Naked Tea Party, they find their own strength, perhaps healing, through that experience. And simply alone by them going and feeling like confident and just having that space, being totally vulnerable because they're there without clothing and experiencing a space of safety and welcomeness and feeling beautiful and like es ist total egal, wie ich eigentlich aussehe. I think that this gives who is meant to be there, who chooses to be there, the strength to then go out in the world. And when we still meet these kinds of situations of non-consensual violation in whatever form it shows up, the person who's receiving that, you know, or experiencing it, they might have new tools or strength to meet it, which then might be shown, you know, then might, if it happens, like whether it shows up in conversation or speaking to family members or friends, you know, it does ripple out. And we also, I mean, with the Naked Tea Party, we have this, you experienced it with our July party, aber wir haben auch so dieser Survey, wir lassen nicht jeder rein, weil die Leute müssen so ein Survey machen. So eigentlich, dieser Party ist auch nicht für jeder. It's a ripple effect. Und unser ganzes Leben, was wir machen, ist alles ein ripple effect. Was wir lernen, was wir machen, was wir tun. I think that it all is this web of life that is interconnected and exchanging consciousness, awareness, new understandings and learning.
So basically, you're saying by empowering people like me, for example, we go out there and either change the world or are more prepared if we are harmed or violated, right?
More prepared, exactly. Perhaps not be so defeated by situations like this, which will probably continue to happen for still some time, right? But we like learn the ways to just maneuver around them.
So do you personally dress what you consider feminine or sensual? How is the summer in Berlin for you? How do you dress? How do you perceive? How do you react and interact? Did anything change due to Naked Tea Party? How is it for you?
Ja, ich würde sagen, so allgemein, und das ist schon so seit 10 Jahren, wenn ich habe wirklich entdeckt für mich selbst, oh wow, ich mag es, nackt zu sein. Ich glaube, das ist auch mit meiner Kleidung. Ich mag gerne so meine Haut zu frei zu sein. Und allgemein, ne, I dress how I dress and I feel comfortable with it. Und ich würde sagen, ich finde auch Kleidung viel mehr sexy als ganz nackt zu sein. Na, wenn du kannst so the nipples through a t-shirt sehen oder du kannst so die Unterhosen durch die Hosen sehen, ich finde das viel, viel sexier als einfach ganz nackt zu sein. Aber allgemein in mein, es ist lustig, weil so gerne, wie ich nackt bin, ich bin auch gerne gekleidet und ich mag Kostüme und schöne Kleidung. Vor einer Woche, es war Samstag, ich war auf meinem Weg zu einer Party. Ich war mit meinem Freund und es war so, ja, ich hatte Fischnetz und eine kurze Rock. Na, es war nicht so wild, es war nicht so nackt. Und ich habe ein bisschen bevor mein Freund gegangen und da waren zwei Typen sitzen und sie hatten mir total so, oh, you know, hey, sweetie. Sie haben nicht bemerkt, dass ich war da mit einem anderen Mann. Und es war so, ja, das hat mir angepisst. Ne? So, ja, ich will diese Attention nicht haben. Aber ich sage auch, das ist so typisch. Es ist so typisch, dass ich sage, eigentlich nicht so, not a big deal, weil es ist fast nass. Ich würde nicht sagen täglich, aber doch schon.
How did you react? Did you say anything?
Ich habe einfach so nein gesagt, you know, I'm just like, weil das ist auch etwas auf die Straßen. Es macht mir auch manchmal ein bisschen, ich fühle mich sauer, wenn sowas passiert. Und ich muss diese Wut haben. Aber eigentlich, ich will nicht wütig sein. I don't want to be angry. Aber sowas für Interactions, they piss me off. I don't want to put this energy in to teach you a lesson. Und dann ist es einfach Tag zu Tag anders. Manchmal habe ich die Energie, wirklich Nein zu sagen oder etwas klar zu erklären, warum das eigentlich geht nicht. Aber oft, ich bin einfach, ich gehe die andere Richtung. Ich habe keine Energie und ich will das nicht füttern mit meinem Aufmerksamkeit. Ne? So was für ein Interaction.
Ja, und gleichzeitig ist es so, Daniel, this is what I did my whole life. I turned and went in another direction. So I'm constantly the one turning and going to the other side of the street. And this is not okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ja, ich glaube, ich habe auch, ne, total. Wir müssen diese Wut haben, durch die Welt zu gehen und, ne, so ein starkes Haut durch die Welt zu gehen. Und das macht mir manchmal ein bisschen traurig. Ich habe dieses Feuer in mir, aber ich will auch weich sein. Ich will auch. Und manchmal ist es nicht so einfach, durch die Straßen zu gehen und durch einen Alltag zu gehen, dass man weich bleibt. Und sanft und herzlich und schön. Ne?
Du hast gesagt, I don't want to put the energy in it to educate them, also diese two Geister. But on the other side, this is basically what you do, not just for living, but also as a dedication, devotion with an AKT party. Basically you educate like every human being that joins. Und ich habe online gelesen, dass es gestartet hat mit Burning Man und San Francisco College und that you had a naked demonstration. So how did everything start and what has Burning Man to do with it?
Ja, weil ich bin in Südkalifornien aufgewachsen und da war Nacktheit nicht so ein Thema. Ne? Es waren nicht so viele nackte Leute überall. Aber ich habe meine Universität, ich habe studiert in San Francisco und da war ich 20 Jahre alt, wenn ich bin nach San Francisco gezogen und das ist die erste Mal, ich habe nackt Leute in Freiheit gesehen, nackt Leute am Strand oder nackt Leute beim Feiern und Tanzen, so zum Beispiel Burning Man oder nackt Leute auch so, genau, mit Protests, mit Demonstrations und mich selber war ich total begeistert und ich erinnere mich, ich habe das auch, ich erinnere mich, die erste Mal, ich war bei ein Hot Springs, ich war 20 Jahre alt, Hot Springs, in die Natur und da waren so vielfältige Menschen, jede Alte, jede Farbe, wow, Männer, Frauen, ne? Und ich war so berührt von dieser Moment. Ich erinnere das so klar. Für mich war das wirklich ein Punkt, wo ich habe das total geöffnet und wow, ich war begeistert und so berührt von die Nacktkörper, sehen Menschen, das hat sich so frei ausgesehen und sie waren da sicher, sie waren da erlaubt. Es waren kein, they didn't have to worry about having the police come and tell them you're not allowed to do that here, to be naked here. And I was so touched by it. Es war andere Erfahrungen auch, wo ich habe selbst bemerkt, aber auch mit anderen Menschen, die Leute sind aufgeregt mit Nacktheit. Mich selber, das ist wo natürlich hat das angefangen. Ich war so, ich hatte mich kraftvoll gefühlt und wow, dieser Adrenalin, das geht, wenn du bist nackt auf die Straße oder was, ne, nackt tanzen irgendwo. So Adrenalin und so viel Freiheit. Einfach so, yeah, whatever. It's just good, you know, fuck it, good. Wow. Und it's so simple. Like, you don't need a crazy expensive costume. And this is what I love. Like, stepping away from this consumer culture, you don't need anything to have such a powerful experience. You know, it's more about letting things go and just, like, rising up. And that was really my experience. And then I just kind of started building off of it and letting myself go wild, I would guess, I would say, with my imagination. Aber es ist total Gegenteil von wie ich bin aufgewachsen and wie ich bin, how my parents raised me. You know, I wasn't raised in a house that was nude or, you know, I wouldn't even say body positive, really not at all. You know, it was more, much more shameful. And I grew up also in Southern California, like Orange County, Los Angeles, where there's also a lot of plastic surgery. And a lot of money and like expensive, you need to have the most expensive clothing, or you need definitely, you know, I didn't go to high school. So von 14 Jahre alt bis 18 Jahre alt. Ich hatte nicht einen Tag zum Schule gegangen ohne Schminke und meine Haare zu, like, straightening my hair. Nicht einen Tag.
I can totally feel you. For example, the workspace I'm right now in, the two women I spoke about, they are 19 and 25 or something, and both had already plastic surgery, like one for her lips, 3 times already, so that they are really like this big. And for them, it's like totally normal. So all that I talked to them and they said, yeah, everyone and like all my girlfriends, we did it 2 or 3 times. You have to refresh it. And she's so beautiful, right? And I'm like, oh my God, what, this makes me so sad.
Absolute. Und ich finde sowas total, es ist total Ablenkungen, ne? Es ist Ablenkungen von Leben. Diese Unsicherheit mit unser Selbst und eigentlich, ich bin nicht gut genug, sowas für Glaubenssatz, sind total Ablenkungen von was, what actually matters.
If we go on doing this, like breasts, and we create an image of beauty that no one can hold up to. Because the male, our guests, like where I work, they didn't perceive it. When we talked about it, they are like, oh, you did this? I thought it's natural. And I'm like, you know, and like, how can anyone think this is natural? It's so obvious. Yeah, because on Instagram and everywhere, every young woman looks like this. Yeah, exactly. You can't live up to that ideal of beauty.
Und ich werde dann hier auch ein bisschen mehr like wieder verbinden mit The Naked Tea Party. Das ist ein Ding, was ich liebe so sehr von dieser Veranstaltung und dieser Raum, was wir kreieren. Wow, du hast diesen Moment, so viele verschiedene Körper zu sehen. So viele verschiedene Körper, egal wie sie aussieht, ne? Jünger oder älter oder es ist einfach so ein Geschenk, dieser Moment, so viele Körper zu sehen. Es ist wirklich, ja, schön.
This is totally true. At the same time, Danielle, when I was talking to the people after the party,
yeah,
we all agreed that on the 8th of July, maybe it's different with every party, but the majority was what we consider stereotypical, beautiful and young. And so I couldn't say that I really saw very old or very, very curvy or very something people. Are mostly people who we consider very stereotypical, very beautiful. For example, I invited two of my older friends to join me because I thought they will also need it. It would help them because they are very insecure about their body and their beauty. One is 50. And both reacted like, no, no, I'm too old or I'm too fat. They're always just young, cool, hip Berlin people. I have to admit, yeah, there wasn't so much old, whatever old is, right? Older people.
Mm-hmm. Es ist auch ein interessanter Punkt, weil ich habe auch wirklich eine Menge persönlicher Freunde und Bekannte, das sind auch in dieser, ne, ein bisschen älter, so 50, 60, 70 alte Menschen, Jahre alt, ne? Oder auch größer Körper oder so. Und die sagen auch alle die gleiche Dinge. Ich weiß nicht, wie dann, weil eigentlich gibt's diese Menschen, das sind neugierig, da hinzugehen. Aber wir müssen so, ja. Und es ist immer ein Thema für mich, wie kann ich mehr vielfältige Menschen hier bringen und dieser Ort zeigen? How do I get more diverse people in this space? How do I portray this event so that more diverse people will also feel welcome in this space? Yeah, it's definitely a topic for me, which I'm still developing.
So I see the difficulty to reach that kind of people, but they didn't, they would have loved to join, but they didn't dare to. And I can clearly remember that both said, no, no, it's just young, beautiful people. I won't go there. I can imagine, like, one friend of mine, the older one, she considers herself very overweight, she wouldn't have feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Not a criticism, it's just, you know, it's like a space to having a dialogue with the person that created this huge opportunity for us. So that's why I bring these topics up. Ich habe noch eine Frage. Also ich habe gesehen, von der Naked Tea Party gibt es ja auch so Sex-Party-Formate, ne?
Wir hatten das offiziell, haben wir das jetzt nur einmal gemacht, ja.
Was hat dich, what made you do this decision? Because it's,
yeah.
At first glance, it seemed like the opposite of your mission.
Yeah. So es war eigentlich ein großes Thema. Ich finde es eigentlich schön, dass du diese Frage bringst. Ja, the Naked Tea Party hat vor 4 Jahren erstmal angefangen. Und ja, für mich erstmal, ja, die erste Intention war, dass es war kein Sexparty, aber das alles war ziemlich flexibel. Wenn die Leute so auf die Seite der Raum Sex haben würde, es war eigentlich okay. Einfach, dass es war nicht in die Haupt Center of the Room, Center of Attention. Aber dann mit Zeit, es war einfach eine unklare Grenze und das war super schwer to hold this space and this container and it was not always feeling fully good for me and in alignment. So vor ein Jahr habe ich ein public statement gemacht, the Naked Tea Party is not a sex party. And then really sharing with making sure that guests were very clear on this rule, no sex. And we very clearly defined what we see that as. Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, everyone has their opinion about this. And some people make the argument that why not have sex there? It's totally normal. And I say, yes, it is. And yes, sex is wonderful. And yes, actually, we have so much space to heal sexuality again as a culture and a society. But this event is so unique because it's naked without this sexually explicit interaction. There's, you know, almost no other spaces that I know of. I mean, maybe the sauna, I guess, like the regular sauna, but there's just really not many spaces like this. Like usually when people are naked, yeah, everything goes and sex is there. And for me, I feel like this is also a huge growing point. And this is something that I really stand by in having the Naked Tea Party be, in general, a non-sexual space is that people can get more creative with how they interact. And that actually still being turned on or still feeling desire or attraction is amazing and like wonderful. Let that be there. And, you know, let's feed that and like just let's celebrate that. And just because I have a turn on doesn't mean that we just need to go have sex right now. And actually, so in the room, the container, the typical container of the Naked Tea Party, then people without that allowance of sex can explore, I hope, my hope for it is that they explore other ways to express desire and playfully express desire. And then we opened up the Naked Tea Party Play Edition. We had the edition earlier this year. We had the first one. And I wanted to create a separate specific event for this where everything was possible still in like consensual lines and boundaries to also just kind of make this statement that yes, I mean, Naked Tea Party in general is a no sex space and we celebrate sexuality and we celebrate desire and turn on. I mean, again, this is like where we all come from and that perhaps having the sex positive edition, we only sold tickets to people who had been to the Naked Tea Party previously, you know, so people who we know are already in line with our typical guidelines of like being self-aware, being aware of others, you know, and really trying to hold that container together. And it was a really beautiful, still quite gentle, really gentle, light party. Yeah.
I guess I totally get what you say or what you're aiming at with this format. And at the same time, what we have enough of in this society and also in our bodies, like talking about Tantra and Svadhisthana Chakra and the predominant energy in the world or in Europe, is sexual. And I it's just my point of view in the moment I'm talking right now. It can change Yeah, just say. My point of view right now is we don't need more of sexual. We have so much. Like also so many people who are frustrated and angry and unsatisfied because they have so much sexual potential they can't live up to or fulfill, or they don't have a partner, or they don't dare to show it or show themselves with this hunger and lust and desire. What we need more is a shift to, you know, you maybe in yoga you would say the higher chakras, like from sex to sensuality, integrating the whole body, all senses, lifting up energy, whatever that means. I'm still on the journey, you know, and work with the energy so that it's not sexual anymore, that it's more refined and la la la. So therefore, I would say we don't need more sex parties. We need more of like the naked tea party. What you also said, that we don't have to immediately think of porn. We see a vulva, yoni or vagina and guys immediately think of porn pictures they saw, you know.
It makes sense. Yes. I feel like for me, my intention with opening the sex positive the sex positive space was also to like, you know, the naked tea party is also a consistent, you know, evolution, like trying new things, trying new ways. And, you know, I think the reason that one of the things that initiated me to, okay, we're going to make a sex positive naked tea party was, wow. I mean, I get feedback from people all the time. People are sharing with me their opinion all the time. Do this, don't do this. I think this is wrong. I think this is good. I think this is bad. Like, wow. People give me weight. Like, yeah, they're very happy to share their opinion. And it was, wow. In 1 week, I just was hearing from many different sides, like, why not have a sex positive one? Because, you know, also, I mean, again, yeah, sometimes people think that when our party is not sex positive, you're not allowed to have sex here. They think we don't like sex and that we're like, you know, we're shaming it and putting it to the side. And that's actually not at all my intention of that space. If anything, I could say even the opposite, because I personally want, and a part of my intention is also to create even more intention and like, wow, even more awareness around sexuality. Therefore, don't do it here, right? Save it for perhaps another container or another private space or another space where it can be even more honored. Yeah.
What I also liked very much, and I said it in the already recorded podcast episode already, is how you combine it with art. Like at least at the one I've been to in this location on the 8th of July, we spoke a lot about the location in the previous episode already, so I skip it here. Because on the one hand, what I learned is that art helps you really to be more like the sensual self and not just your porn, sexual, hardcore. Oh my God, I see a hole. I have to get in there. And I had the feeling it was like choreographed. Like whenever, due to the music, the techno music or the DJ sets, the vibe or the energy was on the, after I keep it too sexual, maybe too heated up, then there was a lovely, inspiring artistic act. Also this Opernsänger with the harness, it touched the people I talked to, at least right after the party for the podcast, it touched us all. And it is so absurd, right? I was sitting with my bare butt on a wooden floor listening to artists. This, like in a Deutsche Oper, you sit like very dressed up and fancy, and I loved so much also that you or your team dare to not just do typical Berlin DJ sets, but also classical music. Like when the party started, the violin person, how brave is this to organize an event and do so unexpected stuff like playing classical music while people entering? We really talked a lot in the previous episode about it because some didn't like it. They felt, oh, it was too much. It was too much. And so we talked a lot about it. And I'm not saying something is right or wrong. And I'm also not saying that you should listen to all the opinions out there. I just want to give the whole spectrum. It's not about you are right, I'm wrong, do this, do that. Not at all. And when he said, oh, it was so much with the violin starting. And I was like, yeah, it was too much. And I loved it because I had these flowers in my arms as an offering for the party. I was naked. I was so vulnerable. I had these flowers in my hands. And then this guy was playing the violin. It touched me on so many levels. And really this combination with art and artists and not just music and dancing naked or not just having sex at a sex party, it made such a huge difference.
Yeah, this is really the beauty that we have of our private events, these events where people are buying tickets for the naked tea party and then it's the naked tea party all night long, that we have this full evening to curate. And this is something that I'm resonating with, you know, for a long time, but it actually, yeah, in die letzte Tagen ist es mir auch sehr, sehr stark, dass ich fühle, dass jede Person ist ein Künstler. Und jede Person hat etwas so Kreatives zu geben. We are all creative and we are all artists. And one of the most amazing things that I, that feels so exciting for me is that I now with the Naked Tea Party, I have a stage and I have a platform for people to share their art. And so, you know, finding the ways that I can, and, you know, by art and by these out of the ordinary experiences, walking in naked, flowers in your hands, and there's a violin player, you know, and an opera singer, just these out of the ordinary creative experiences, I feel like, I know for myself, and I feel like then for others, it's inspiring us to also be creative. It's inspiring us to, like, yeah, find the beauty in life. And really, it's just been incredible that I have the Naked Tea Party is this stage where people can come and share their art. And I'm really loving to get to curate this experience and have people get to witness it, but also, like, yeah, playful, push, get us out of our boxes and out of the ordinary. Like, what, oh my gosh. For me, it's these experiences that I get to be a part of where I thought, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that, that inspire me to also create and to, like, think big and get weird and, like, think of the most strange things. I'm like, oh yeah, let's do that. You know, I think it's so beautiful and so expansive.
Yeah. And also in Tantra, yeah. They're talking about the Svadhisthana chakra, about sexual energy, and they call it the creative potential, right? So that ties back to your idea. If you feel aroused, right? Do something else with it. This is also one of tantric teachings. If you have a lot of sexual energy, either you transmute or whatever, do it internally with Tao and la la la, tons of techniques, or become creative. It's a creative potential. So I think this also became very obvious in your party. And I liked that you didn't, again, it's just a personal opinion, but it was not, now is creative space and now it's dancing, but really that you created, like, it was like a wave of energy you created, kuratiert, heating up energy and people released and danced, and then was another act and then again dancing, and then, and also the intro workshop. And she emphasized so much on sensibilisieren the hands and the neck and the shoulders, so like the whole body before we go into the party. And that was something I really loved a lot also. I didn't attend the workshop for several reasons. We spoke also in the previous episode about to be able to really engage fully or as much as you can in this evening in your party. So it was a great choice. Like, it really was like you, Danielle, or your team, like you co-created the whole wave of energy. It was not just exploding.
Total. Und das ist das schöne Ding von dieser Party, was wir machen in Pankow, in dieser Haus. Wir haben diese Party von 7 Uhr abends, so 19 Uhr, bis so 5 Uhr morgens. So, wir haben diese große Container, so was für eine Reise anzubieten. Es ist ein bisschen anders in verschiedenen Locations. So, wir machen das manchmal in einem Club hier in Berlin. Und da ist es auf jeden Fall mehr Party. Ich bringe ein bisschen Meditation so am Ende für diese so Closing Circle. Und da kommen wir wieder zu Präsenz und Atmen und wie geht's meinem Körper und meinem Geist eigentlich jetzt. Aber so was für eine so kreative Reise ist sehr besonders von dieser Location, wo du warst.
Wie viele Personen waren wir denn? Wir haben geschätzt 200 Leute.
Wir hatten so 200 Leute im Raum, ja.
Und eine Person meinte zum Beispiel, die ich interviewt habe danach, dass er fand, er hat sich weniger verglichen mit anderen Menschen als jetzt zum Beispiel im Alltag. Und das fand ich interessant, weil wenn alle nackt sind, hast du ja eigentlich more opportunities, um dich to compare yourself with. But he told me he loves your parties because he stops comparing himself. Do you have any idea why is this happening? Because you have so many, but now everyone is naked. You can really compare everything. Why is this process happening that you stop comparing yourself?
Yeah. Coming into a space without clothing brings pretty an instantly intimacy between the people who are there. You meet someone at the bar or on the dance floor, you're naked. So there's this heightened sensitivity. There just is. I think it's our natural state. Like, wow, my physical skin is not quite used to this. And therefore there's this heightened sensitivity. There is an intimacy and somehow a familiarity, what I see very consistently and also from speaking to people between one another. And I think that this familiarity that is created by not wearing clothes lets the thinking mind, lets the judging mind really subside in a lot of ways. I see it in the interactions. There's sweetness, there's kindness. You see so many people coming together and seeming like they've been friends for years. And I think that it has this, yeah, I mean, we're all naked. And then there's less of a sense of identity in a way, or like, right, like shaped identity. So often is our identity shaped by what I'm wearing and how I'm portraying myself by my clothing. But without that, then in a way, we're arriving all on the same slate. There's this, with the close people in my life, my close friends, it's hard for me to say if they're beautiful or they're not beautiful, because I know them in such a way that I just know you as this person who I love so dearly. Like, you look beautiful to me all of the time. I can't see you otherwise. And I think that perhaps that's a bit of the quality that we bring into this space. Like, I see you, and yeah, there's a bit less judgment in that. Perhaps this is one thought.
Do you know, because you said you also organized naked dinners, you might know the food experience or food experiment. And there was a woman, she wrote in the British Vogue about it, like last week, and she made a difference between naked and nude. Do you agree? Is there a difference, or is this not important?
I have had people actually years ago, specifically a woman was asking me this about the naked yoga. I didn't hear this in the article that you're mentioning, but a woman years ago had asked me this, and she said, oh, so nude is specifically without clothing, but naked can be more symbolic. Naked can be in the way that we're showing up. It can be naked as a word is more than just referring to clothing, whereas nude is more like really based on that. So naked can also be like my naked spirit, my naked heart, right? Like showing up without something else covering.
Since you speak, and the website and everything and the whole concept of the Naked Tea Party edition is about, as you mentioned, innocent, right? Like a child. It's just a beautiful naked body and it's innocent. It's not per se sexual. And going back to this, like a lot of the people I talked to after that party realized like male people with a strong erection on the party. And some were making like funny jokes. And like one guy was saying in the interview, to make it through the party, I have to numb myself because I was so overwhelmed with everything. For me, it was more like, or it felt more like I'm numb. And then after the party, I started realizing and integrating. And the other male person I spoke to was like, for me, it was more like I had the feeling I need to suppress excitement to make it through the night. And with both guys that I talked to, I was on the other side of the spectrum saying, yeah, but as far as I know, to suppress stuff is never the best choice. So I don't think Danielle is aiming at that we suppress something. So this is not the solution, right? What is the ideal inner process?
First of all, it's a question that we get like quite regularly, or at least you hear people thinking, well, what do I do if I get an erection at the party? And in general, my statement about it is we celebrate healthy, functioning bodies. And so there's been a few instances where you see a male body on the dance floor with an erection, but it's great, right? Like for me, if that person's just dancing and enjoying themselves, then that's actually perfectly fine. But if the person is standing there and staring at others, or, you know, I say chasing people around with it, this is the problem. And that is absolutely unacceptable. I definitely agree, again, from my own personal experience and just from speaking to people at the party, the naked tea party is like very stimulating, very stimulating. There's so much going on. There's so many people. There's a lot of movement in general in this space. And so, yeah, I feel it. I guess I can imagine where someone is coming from saying they felt like they needed to numb themselves to make it through the party. And perhaps I had to numb myself so that I didn't get excited and then offend someone or embarrass myself or get thrown out of the party because I was acting inappropriately. But this is actually not the case. Like, yeah, again, I say, and whenever anyone asks me directly and also anyone on the team, they also know my stance on this. And therefore, I think that they would say the same thing, is that having an erection or any sort of arousal is actually perfectly fine. It's just about how we meet that experience. I hear so much also from men who don't want to, who are so afraid to offend someone with their masculinity, so afraid to overstep someone's boundaries, and then they're not actually able to show up in like full healthy masculine anymore because they're so afraid to violate someone. So, you know, I just see there's still so much work to do on a collective level around just normalizing the body, normalizing desire and turn on. These things are so normal. And I think that these experiences at the naked tea party, I mean, it's such a vulnerable place, naked, to then get an erection in a room with 200 people and you're naked. People are going to notice. People might notice, let's say, but it's a practice. And, you know, maybe it felt uncomfortable. And maybe these two people who you spoke to from the last naked tea party felt numb or felt like I needed to like block my truth, suppress. You know, maybe that was the experience this time. But if they come back again and again to the party, then maybe it can start to be more normal. It's a new setting to adjust to. And maybe the first time that they have that experience, they don't feel 100% like, wow, I showed up exactly how I would have wanted to, and I had the experience exactly what I would have wished. But, you know, also learning, and how do I do this next time? And just that sense of reflection, anyways, that someone afterwards is able to name. I feel like I was suppressing myself, or I feel like I was numbing myself and being in that space. You know, I think that already is a beautiful step in like doing it differently next time. Or also, you know, bringing the, like hearing these topics, hearing these things coming up as the organizer of this space is also helping me to figure out how do I express and share the guidelines of this space? How do I, as the organizer of this event, also help tell people that this is okay, actually. And you're allowed to feel desire and you're allowed to feel turn on and you're not going to get kicked out of the party. But it's work that we all have to do personally to like figure out how to accept it, accept my turn on and not be ashamed by it. You know, accept my turn on and not feel like I need to necessarily act on it either. Right? These are things that we're not always quite used to.
If we normalize nakedness, there wouldn't be such a huge excitement anymore and such a huge turn on. It's because we come out of this regular daily business world into this magical setting and we open one door, literally, we open the door and everywhere are breasts and lingams and or penises. And then it's like, of course, excitement because we are wired that way. But I assume if you have like, I don't know, 10 tea parties or 20 and you do it as a regular party practice, yeah, does it change?
I mean, for me, yeah, having doing this for so long now, it is second nature to me. It's so, so normal to be in this space. Sometimes for me, it's like I really have to like shake myself and remember that this is a special experience for people. Because for me, it's like, okay, really, like, is this even important? Or is this even like valuable? I mean, I know that it is, but I'm doing it so much. That's just the stance where I'm coming from sometimes. And I just feel like it's such a gift that we can have the opportunity to see all of these bodies and not be scared, not feel uncomfortable, not be afraid that something is going to happen to me because I'm naked. I personally, throughout the 10 years, I go through phases. And I think I have phases of my life where I'm more turned on and more playful and more flirtatious and where I'm more neutral and not really in that kind of, you know, thought or energy. So that also goes through waves, not just the spectrum from, oh my gosh, so excited. And, you know, like maybe sexually excited as well during my first naked event versus now, like not at all. I wouldn't say it's that. It's more waves, you know, sometimes it's exciting. And I would say lately with my experience, because I really had a long phase at the Naked Tea Party where I would make the joke that I went through a 6-hour long naked tea party and I actually didn't see a butt or a penis the whole time because that's not at all what I was looking at. But I'm actually currently in the space where I am enjoying looking at the bodies so much. Like I will be at the party and I love to just sit on the sidelines and just watch everyone and watch them experiencing this space, but also really looking at their bodies. I appreciate it and I'm amazed by it when I see people. Yeah.
Regarding what you're saying, you mentioned, right, you have a partner right now at the moment.
Right now I do, yes.
Yes, because this is also a question that came up when we spoke about your party. How do you manage or why do you not feel threatened by this beauty?
That's a great question and I think it's also realistic. After doing the Naked Tea Party for 4 years, it took me now in the fourth year. Yeah. I would never invite someone I'm dating to come to the Naked Tea Party because I don't need that kind of stress and wondering what's that person, who's that person talking to? What are they doing while I'm busy really holding this space? It was only when I felt really secure in my relationship that I started to invite, you know, my beloved into the space. And now he comes regularly to the event. But yeah, it is a really sensitive space. And there are beautiful people everywhere. And it is a very social space in general, you know, warm and it's open and friendly. And like I said, there's this intimacy between guests. So people are playing and interacting. And like, there's really a lot of sweetness, I think, in the air and between people. And so then also like flirting and just talking and getting to know each other. It could be a threat to a relationship if you're coming with a partner and there's not already like a strong, stable base. I think that that kind of threat is also, I mean, it's kind of just a reflection of where the relationship is at in that moment or where you are at individually. If you're feeling threatened when you show up to any space, I think it's more of a reflection of the self. right? This is more my work that I need to do right now if I'm feeling threatened, because this is life. We're going to move around the space and there's beautiful people everywhere. And I think perhaps it's not necessarily about being clothed or not. Of course, like a story, yeah, there's naked women and I would feel uncomfortable if my, someone I loved and was romantically involved with was like flirting and coming close to other people. It's totally a realistic threat and fear and discomfort. And it can happen, but I think that it's, then maybe the naked tea party is a place to go with your friends before you go with your partner, in the first place, until maybe you've, and this is a thing. Yeah, we really have a strong community that's there as well. There's a lot of people who come again and again and again to the party, and it's also building this like just networking community of friends, challenging situations, these situations that come up where, I am uncomfortable right now for whatever reason it is the opportunity of our growth. It's the opportunity to look at myself like, I feel jealous. I feel threatened. Am I not good enough? The whatever kind of thoughts are coming up, but then also, a beautiful moment to speak to the partner, maybe not at the party or yes, at the party, and having these conversations with Shven would, in best case scenario, bring the people even closer together in this, like seeing each other and hearing the more shadowy sides of the experience. But I think a situation like this is not, it's not that it would only happen at the naked tea party. They could go to the opera, they could go to a dinner party, and the exact same situation could be happening with clothes on. So I think that it would not necessarily be a specific situation for the naked tea party. That could happen anywhere. And I mean, also what I experience at the naked tea party in general is like, oh my gosh, when I see all these naked bodies, yes, we've now said, and yes, it is like a lot of fit and young people are at this event, and even these people who look stick thin, perfect model, curve, whatever figure, with their clothes on, what I notice without clothes on is actually everyone has curves, like a little pouch under their belly. They have dimples on their butt. They have also their imperfections according to traditional beauty standards. That's what I notice when I see naked. So for me, almost having a situation like this with everyone being nude is almost like even more beautiful, even more sweet, because like you can see their naked body. I guess it's all through the lens of perception. I'm here, of course, I'm standing from the space of like, wow, it is such a gift, anyone who's showing up in this space naked. And of course, there are people who are probably looking through the lens like, oh my gosh, everyone is thinner than me and more fit than me, and I don't belong here, So I guess this is kind of up to the perception of the viewer.
Now your relationship with your beloved, it changed. So what changed within yourself so that you now can bring your date or partner?
I haven't had a stable, loving relationship, a stable, loving, intimate relationship in the last years, and therefore just bringing someone who I've had a few dates with without that level of commitment. For me, because I'm working in the space of the naked tea party, it would only be a distraction, which would probably just, when I'm holding space for the naked tea party, I'm like, really, it's a lot to hold and a lot going on. And I do not want any distractions, especially how heavy and strong love and romance can be. I don't want a distraction like that in the space. So until this stable relationship that I have now, I do not just want people I'm casually dating at the party.
Yeah. I was also wondering how do you hold space at all? It's just a personal question of mine out of my curiosity, because I experienced it over hours and I was amazed. How is she doing this? How is the team doing that?
Exactly. Well, that's it. It's not just me. We have, on any of our parties, we have about 15 people holding the space. So there's people doing all the different roles. whether it's serving tea, whether it's simply being awareness and really keeping their eyes on guests, whether it's people holding the door. We have this team of about 15 people, and the majority of them have been now with the Naked Tea Party consistently for like a year. We have people who are, you know, the team itself is also really turning into a strong community of friends, and where I'm sharing what's important to me. Together, we create the understanding of like all of the guidelines and that we're all on the same page. And then we do have our own format of like how, what we do if there's like situations that are asked of our attention, because this is something for the Panko event and any of our events, you know, we really try to make sure that people know if something's happening and you need support, come to us. And we're figuring it out as we go along. You know, now we're having more and more and more experience, so we also feel more clear on like how to take care of different situations and needs as they come up. But we're figuring it out as we go along. And between the 15 of us, you know, everyone is also coming. It's always different people, but in general, every party we have 15. They're kind of, yeah, anyways, between the 15 of us, we have everyone showing up with their different skills and their strengths and their different knowledges and backgrounds. And then with that, we're able to really create this. And everyone on the team is also very specifically chosen to be there. You know, and they're able to show up time and time again because they've shown that they take it seriously, and they've shown their love for this project, and they've shown their presence and their focus and like really sharing their opinion about what they think we need to do better, to hold the space better. Like everyone who's on the team loves it so much. And I've really watched it develop over the last 2 years, specifically year and a half of like really building the team, because before that it was a bit more chaotic about how we were holding the space. But in the last year and a half, it's really developed and strengthened. I think that the relationship that we're creating on the back side of the Naked Tea Party, so all of the team members, this love and this compassion, and you know, that we all feel we're really holding space for this gift of the Naked Tea Party, which we also deeply, deeply believe in, is giving us the strength and giving us the energy and like the fire to really hold this space with all of that presence and all of that love. And the members of the team are working for, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 hours for one party, you know, like full on, just like focused and with it. And you know, that really comes number one. And from there, it's like really service of the heart and people showing up, and they love it, and it's giving energy to really hold this space as well. You know what I would say, Dana, if you want to support us for our party in a few weeks at Sisyphus, then I would love to have you on the team, and you can try it out and see if you want to do that again. You can have like your first round and see if it works there. Or maybe you want to be a guest for your first time at Sisyphus and really feel it yourself. But it can be nice to be on the team and then kind of have, it's beautiful, like to kind of have a task at the tea party as well and feel like you're really offering and helping to hold the space. I think it's also a really nice experience for the people.
Do you think you have to be very, you know, aligned with yourself and okay with your body to be a fairy and help others? Enjoying the party, is this important?
I think that when you're in this role of service, your own judgments and fears would likely kind of fall away because your mind is really occupied with something else. But in general, the people who I choose and accept to join us on the team, they are confident and they are kind and they are bubbly. And there can be some people on the team who are a bit more quiet and reserved, but they are also bringing a very specific quality, which I feel is beneficial to the team, which might be this groundedness and focus. And, you know, each person brings their own gifts to the space. And as far as like feeling good in our body or not, I mean, that can also just change from day to day. Like today I feel great and I feel fit and light, or, oh my gosh, today I feel so bloated and not, you know, for me, it's like, yeah, I have days where I also feel like not my best, but I still have to show up for this, you know? And that's also like a part of the reality.
Apropos Ripple Effekt, kleine Auslöser, weite Kreise, Riesenkettenreaktion. Es wird noch eine weitere, eine letzte, eine finale Episode geben. Und ich kann dir versprechen, nichts von dem, was wir bis jetzt gesagt, getan und gehört haben, wird sich doppeln. Also bleib dran, abonnier den Podcast am besten, dass du immer eine Notification kriegst, wenn eine neue Episode erscheint, denn dieser Podcast erscheint nicht regelmäßig, wie ihr in den letzten 7 Jahren sicher mitbekommen haben werdet. Es ist super krasser Produktionsaufwand, es geht super viel Zeit, Geld und Liebe hier rein und es ist kein Podcast, der jede Woche hier delivert. Also teilen, Herzen, Kommentare vergeben und vor allen Dingen abonnieren in deiner Podcast-App, sonst aus den Augen, aus dem Sinn, hast du es vergessen in 3 Wochen. Und wenn du wissen möchtest, wie es weitergeht, unterstütze diesen Podcast mit deinem Beitrag unter www.dasguteleben-podcast.de/PayPal. Ach so, und du kannst mich natürlich jederzeit mit Fragen und konstruktivem Feedback erreichen unter @dasguteleben.podcast auf Instagram. Oder wenn du es eher klassisch magst, schreib mir eine Mail an Kontakt, das deutsche Kontakt, also mit K, kontakt@dasguteleben-podcast.de. Abonnier diesen Podcast und höre jede neue Folge gratis auf iTunes, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify oder im Web unter www.dasguteleben-podcast.de. Vielen Dank, dass du mich auch heute wieder begleitet hast auf der Suche nach dem guten Leben.